The debate at the UN is making headlines all over the world and in many places feeding anti-war and even anti-American sentiment. NPR's Emily Harris reports from the Netherlands, where, as with elsewhere in Europe, many Americans are feeling ill at ease.
Just around the corner from the 100-year-old American Hotel in Amsterdam, a sheet hangs from a balcony. Black stenciled letters spell out the words, "Yankees, go home." Sam Siemens helped put the sign up just before last month's huge anti-war demonstrations.
Yes, somebody remembered that there was a banner, anti-America banner in the attic. Maybe it's even from the times of the demonstrations against the Vietnam War. That's why we decided to use it, because it was still appropriate.
One American woman knocked on the door and said she was offended. Another, 25-year-old Takesha Moorland, says she's sick of Dutch friends who don't believe a war against Iraq could be justified. Moorland, who lives in the town of Dordrecht, is married to a Dutchman.
I think my husband gets the brunt of it because of the fact that people ask him questions saying, well, I know you're married to an American, how is it? And how can you stand being married to her because of the way things are now? And I've told my husband that if we're in a public area, it doesn't matter anywhere besides Amsterdam where I feel the most comfortable, to whisper, not to be so loud when he's speaking English to me.
A certain kind of anti-Americanism is almost part of European culture.
More stuff that you hate about us.
They capitalize on stereotypes of boorish Americans at Boom Chicago, a U.S.-style comedy club in Amsterdam.
The environment, and what did you say?
Conservative.
We're conservative. Unfortunately, we don't do too much conservation about the environment.
Dutchman Leo Best was at a recent show. He says the U.S. is important in part because of its influence on everything from music to lifestyle. But American foreign policy, he says, can be arrogant, even regarding September 11th.
For example, after 11th September last year, Bush said, or you're with us or you're against us. And I didn't like that statement of him. I can understand why he said it, because it's very terrible what happened. But you can't say you're with us or against us.
Most people in Europe these days are against the Bush administration's plans to wage war on Iraq. But Dutch peace activist Mark Ackerman is typical in insisting that anti-war doesn't mean anti-American.
No, not anti-American, but anti-American governments.
His colleague, who gave just her first name, Yvonne, says the Bush administration doesn't practice what it preaches.
They say dictators are bad, but they don't see that their behavior is as a dictator.
She says President Bush turned Europeans off by going his own way on various issues. For example, rejecting the Kyoto Greenhouse Gas Reduction Treaty and aggressively opposing a new international court of justice housed in The Hague. Last week, Ifan joined one of several protests against war, this one at a building near Rotterdam, where U.S. military shipments from Germany to the Gulf are being coordinated. Half a dozen protesters chained themselves to the fence until police cut them free and hauled them away in vans. One Western diplomat here calls the current anti-war protests modest, especially compared to the 1980s, when the Dutch held huge demonstrations against the deployment of U.S. nuclear missiles. This is the first time since then that so many different kinds of people are protesting, according to Kyrel Kaster, a spokesperson for the anti-war movement here. He says Europeans get the feeling the Bush administration doesn't understand them.
We get this weird kind of picture of the Europeans who are wimps and the Americans who are heroic. I think it's the other way around. The Europeans have had 100 years of war. Many, many people have died on this continent. It's in the collective memory of most countries what war entails and what the consequences are. And it is entirely simplistic and insulting for any American politician to explain to us how cowardly we are.
Many Europeans say they're uncomfortable with the religious absolutist terms in which Mr. Bush casts his actions. One Dutch novelist last week told a national newspaper that Mr. Bush counters Islamic fundamentalism with American Protestant fundamentalism, behaving as if he had been appointed by God. But discomfort with the president's tone and objections to his policies don't necessarily mean the Dutch and others on the continent are anti-U.S. American Gary Schwartz, who sits on the board of Amsterdam's John Adams Institute, says Europeans simply expect more of the United States.
America, after all, started
as a country which stood up for ideals which still inspire the world. And those were ideals of political responsibility, of openness, of a Bill of Rights that was put down in writing and stood up for.
Now, many Dutch and other Europeans feel the Bush administration is mostly standing up for itself. Emily Harris, NPR News, The Netherlands.